Simon Tzadik Ches Seif Tes. Kedei Rosh Yesh Bo Nun Tes Zesim Heter. A pot that has 59 Zesim of permitted foodstuff. V'nafla Bo Bei Zesim. And in the 59 Zesim, two different Zesim fell. Echot Shal Dam, one of blood, V'echot Shal Chelev, and one of Chelev. Kol Echod mitstarifim hanun tes shel heter levatel chavera. Each one is mitstarif with the 59 to mevatel the other iser, meaning that the kizayis dam in the 59 kizayisim of heter is mevatel the tam of the chaylev, and the 59 timim of heter with the kizayis chaylev is mevatel the kizayis dam. V'chein, and similarly, chof tez zesim shel heter. If you have 29 kezesim of hatzeitz potatoes, shenofel bem kezayis chelev, and there's trefa fat falls in onto those 29 potatoes, each one a kezayis. U'v'kdeira acheres hayish shloishim shel heter. And in the other kedera, there was 30 potatoes of heter. And on that mixture of potatoes fell a kezayis of blood. And the two plots became mixed up. If he didn't do that purposely, if he didn't mix the pots to accomplish bittul, b'shoigeg, it happened accidentally, mutter. For the same reason that the 59 potatoes plus the one kezayis chelev is mevatel the kezayis dam, and the 59 potatoes and the one kezayis dam is mevatel the kezayis chelev. Says the Ramah, most definitely bebei zesim, if you have two kezesim, again with the 59 potatoes, echot shogvino, one is milchig, cheese, the echot shogbosar, and one is flesh, the kol echad mevatel chavero, that the 59 plus the basar is mevatel the cholov, and the 59 plus the cholov is mevatel the basar. The reason for that is, why is it a kol shkein? Because when the basar falls in, there is no iser. So for sure, it's much more likely to mitzdarif with the heter than when a kezayis chelev falls into the 59 kezesim of potato, because it's an iser with a heter. This halacha needs a lot of explanation. We understand that the Shulchan Aruch would agree to this halacha, because the Shulchan Aruch, as we've said before, does not hold of chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim. Meaning that when the dam falls in and it's not batel, we just say in this pot we have 59 taimim shel heter and one tam of iser. And then when the chelev falls in, the chelev adds to the heter vis-a-vis the kezayis dam. However, if you hold of chaticha nas nevela, by the time the chelev falls in, you have 59 kezesim of iser, plus the one kezayis dam oser. So how could the kezayis chelev and the kezayis dam be nizbatal? Just the opposite. The whole pot is oser. The chelev is oser, the dam is oser, and the potatoes are oser because of chaticha nas nevela from the kezayis dam. So the Taz Mikoyach this Kushya says that the Ramah does not hold of this halach of the Shulchan Aruch. The only time he holds of it is with Gvina and Basar, because when the Gvina fell in, it was Heter, and the potatoes were Heter, so there can't be Chaticha Nas Nevela. The only problem is that the Lashon Ramah is Kol Shkein Bebei Zesim. In other words, he sounds like he's agreeing with the law, with the din of the Mechaber, that says that 59 Zaysim can be Mivatel, Azayas of Cholov, and Chayelov, and Azayas of Dam. He's just saying it's a Kolshkin to Bei Zaysim of Basar B'Cholov. And the Gon also seems to say like the Taz, because he says that the Ramah is saying this comment, L'shitasai Shal Shulchan Aruch. The Shach has some terutzim on this kasha. Teretz number one, he says, in the first case that the Shulchan Aruch brings, it's talking about you had 59 Zaysim in the pot, and the two Zaysim fell at the same time, perhaps. So there wasn't enough time to say Chaticha Nasa Nevela before the Bittul occurred. However, that wouldn't answer the second case of the Shulchan Aruch, which is talking about two separate pots, one of 29 and one of 30, in which each pot, a Chaticha Nasa Nevela reaction should have occurred. So then the next teretz is that perhaps he combined them together before it was Noida, before there was any notion that there was Chaylev and Dam in the pots. And the Ramah holds in Siman Tzadik Tes that before the Noida Isser, if a Bittul was accomplished, we look at the ratio at the time of Noida, not at the time of Nafal, at the time of the mixture occurred. However, the Shach can't abide by that answer because the Shach himself argues on the Ramah and says that we don't look at the Shas Nefila, at the Shas Anoida. We look at the Shas Nefila because he believes that everything is totally in the Nesinas Tam. So just because I didn't know about it doesn't mean that the Chalev didn't give Tam in the 30 Kazesim of potatoes. So he gives a different case. He gives a case that if a Kazayas Gvina fell into, a Kazayas Dam fell into 60 Zaysim of Heter, and then another Kazayas of Chelev plus fell into those 61 Kazayasim. Meaning that when it fell in, there was Bittul. However, now the Chalev falls in. So if you wouldn't count the Dam, you'd basically have 59 against the Kazayis Va'oid. But now that the Dam is considered Heter Lagabe the Chalev, so you have 61 Keneged the Echad Va'oid. I'm sorry, if it wasn't Mitzdarif, you'd have 60 Keneged the Chalev, and that would not be Batel, because the Chalev is a little more than a Kazayas, but now you have 61 Keneged the one and a Mashahu, and that would be Mevatel. But this is a very complicated halacha, and we have to realize that in Siman Tzadik Tes, we're going to talk about the fact that when you add Isser to an existing pot, if you would have added the same Isser, meaning that there was Nevela and 60 Kazesim of potatoes, which was Mavatel the Nevela, the Tom Nevela, but if you add another Kazais Nevela and take out both Nevelas, that the Tom is now 60 against 2, so the potatoes are Choyzer to be coming Usher again.